Hello there, it's Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden, coming down in your general direction to do my funky spoken word tour, be talking about all kinds of things. Anyway, I'm talking to you right now on Hard and Heavy.
1981 to now, is there anything that you have left on your to-do list?
Oh, yeah. I need, apart from anything else, I need to know how to cook so I can go and argue with Gordon Ramsay, you know, and so I can swear like him, you know.
Wow.
Everybody should be able to swear like Gordon Ramsay.
I'll kill to be able to do that myself, seriously.
I can't cook to save my life. I could cook to save my life, but not for anything else.
Well, you know, that's likely that, you know, most, you know, an in-flight meal might come in handy as well.
Well, an in-flight meal would, you know, I'm not sure about in-flight. In actual fact, I'm kind of off in-flight catering altogether, you know what I mean? I just sort of like have a couple of beers. I reckon a couple of beers and unconsciousness, that's what I recommend, but there you go.
Sounds fantastic, mate. You, going back just a couple of decades, you pulled the cord on Maiden in 93, had like about a 5-6 year break. Do you think that breather in the middle is a big contributor to the fact that Maiden are still at full steam right now in 2018?
And I did it in that 5-6 years. I mean, I did a huge number of things. I mean, I learned to be an airline pilot and ended up getting a job as one. I ended up doing three, four albums, solo albums, during the period. Obviously, went off into war zones and did gigs in Bosnia and things like that. And a lot of stuff that people didn't hear about so much worldwide because, you know, it wasn't, you know, front and center with Iron Maiden. But I learned so much about life in general because, you know, you're in, you know, for the first, you know, 8-9 years of Maiden, we were in this hugely successful bubble, and we didn't have time to learn much about anything else except how the minibar worked, you know. So when you get out of that and you discover that the real world does actually exist, and you learn an awful lot about people very, very quickly, and you learn a lot about who was telling you porkies for all those years. And then you get on with learning new things and new skills and new experiences.
Yeah.
And all of that, when I rejoined Maiden, all of that I brought back into the pot, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was hugely helpful in doing two things. One, in kind of firing up the band in general, but secondly, it put us on this kind of trajectory now where, you know, we're twice as big now as we ever were in our biggest years, you know, in the 80s.
Yeah.
So it's quite remarkable what we have achieved and where we are right now.
Oh, yeah.
In the sort of cycle of life, you know. So it's brilliant. It's all worked out. I mean, I don't regret any of it. I don't regret leaving. I don't regret coming back, you know. It's like the lyric in My Way, you know. Mistakes, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention.
Yeah, that's right,
You just get on with it, you know.
Mm.
But I did do an enormous amount during those few years that I was out of Maiden, and it's like putting money into a bank, you know. You kind of get in, you get interest on it for the rest of your life.
Great, well put. Six blokes, 165 odd Maiden songs. How do you get all that into a set and still be friends with everyone else in the band?
You know what? It's called growing old disgracefully. you know, you but it's true. I mean, when you you know, when you're 25 and full of piss and vinegar and everybody is like trying to score points off each other, because you just do, because you're full of, you've got more testosterone than you can deal with, then stuff happens for different reasons.
Mm.
But now we've been together for God knows how many years. And I'm the baby of the band, and I'm 60, for Christ's sake, you know. And so we're still leaping around like people, you know, half our age. So that bit of it doesn't worry me, although it just hurts longer and more often.
Yeah.
But the fact is that our relationship between us has kind of matured. I mean, yes, that's a big old word to say. You know, it sounds like a kind of a cheese, but we are, you know, we don't argue about the small stuff anymore.
Yeah.
You did that when you were 25.
Mm.
The only things we argue about is how we can make it bigger and better.
Mm.
And it's really, that's a good thing to argue
it
about.
Is. It really
is. Because it's not really arguing. It's like, well, I think it could be better if we do it this way. And it's not coming from a place of, because it's my songs. It's coming from a place of, what's the best thing we can do for this show in the context of what we're trying to do, you know, right now with the next tour. So it's, you know, me and Steve and Rod and everybody, we're all on the same page. We're all on the same side, you know. And it is like a bit like a sports team, you know, because everybody's got their place, you know. And you know, this guy's the striker. This guy's the midfield. But we're all playing for the team, you know.
Yeah. There's one more quick question, then a couple which are quite surprising, actually. You've always been hands-on with any project as far as the band goes, and nowadays, on top of everything that you do, you got Twitter, Instagram apps, you've even got the graphic novel coming out October 9, I seen on Twitter just a couple of hours ago.
Oh, yeah. No, that is so cool.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I mean, the Marvel type comics that we had going.
Yeah.
I was blown away by the artwork and by the story development in them. And I went to Rod and I went, this is absolutely brilliant. And he said, oh yeah, I know. I said, yeah, you know, right. Yeah. So I said, no, Rod, you don't understand how brilliant this really is.
Mm.
I said, this is so cool, because there's so much stuff in the world now which is completely transient and forgettable. I said, and we're coming out with this stuff with great artwork and everything. I said, please tell me this is not going to be a one-off. We've got to go further with this.
Yeah.
And he went, oh yeah, well, we'll see. Well, bingo. You know, we're finally getting the first group of things put together, you know, as a book. And I really think it's a really terrific future for things to do with the band, to do with Eddie, to do with all the songs, because all the songs, they're full of stories.
Yeah, they are.
We've got stories coming out of our ears in this band. And to dramatize them in a graphic novel, I just think it's brilliant. It's a whole new frontier, you know.
I can't wait till that comes out October 9 as well. We are out of time. Thank you so much for yours right now. Thank you.
No worries. Hope you enjoy the show when I get down there finally.
Bloody oath.